Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed, tell you, I'm about to have a very bittersweet conversation right now because we have the man at the helm here at Clark Atlanta University right in front of me. And for those that don't know, he's actually retiring this year. And I want to welcome to the Soul Kitchen. I call it the Soul Kitchen over there. Dr. Carlton Brown, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Nice to be in the Soul Kitchen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hopefully it's not too hot over there.
It's just right.
Just right.
I like a little heat, you know.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. It's good to see you today, sir. What's been happening with you?
Well, a lot of things. Of course, getting ready to finish up and at the same time looking at this last senior class where we're getting ready to get out of here and these graduate students and all the new research activity. And so it's just been a very, very busy and beautiful time and spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people, including a lot of my students when I run into them. So it's been busy.
Well, speaking of a beautiful time, these past 7 years have been beautiful. And of course, I've been here for a very long time here at Clark Atlanta University. But you've been here for 7 years as the president. Let's talk about your tenure and just some of the highlights of those 7 years, sir.
Well, first of all, as I know I've told you before, I'm arriving here as first your executive vice president and then your president is really a very, very special thing for me, having been a student of Du Bois most of my life and having really followed Clark Atlanta University since the consolidation in 88. So actually being put at the helm of this institution has been a very, very beautiful experience. So, of course, you know, we arrived at the presidency just in time to welcome the recession and all that that meant. And, you know, we had to do a number of things from a personnel standpoint and a budgetary standpoint to really get the institution through that time period, which I believe we did very, very strongly with an awful lot of help from our faculty, certainly the support and understanding of our students once we had to engage on these issues. Then began the process of really beginning to outfit the institution for this century and all the things that that would mean. So we have been about the business of trying to create new efficiencies, to get us a bit more deeply into the green space, to cause all of our units, including this wonderful radio station, to begin to work on a different basis. And that's been a beautiful thing all this time, and continuing to build the institution, to try to reestablish the culture, continue to grow our research enterprises. So those are the things that we've been engaged in, is efficiencies, growing the enterprise, building infrastructure, because we had great need of new infrastructure, and we've done all of that. Rebuilding all of our processes, that's occupied the bulk of our time.
So when you stepped into office, and it's really interesting because your time is almost parallel to the current president of the United States, because he stepped into office having to deal with those budgetary issues. Outside of that, what was one of the biggest challenges you faced when you became president of Clark Atlanta University?
Well, you know, Atlanta is a very big college town. And so carving your space out in this melange of institutions is a very big challenge. And so what you have to do, and what I believe we did, let's go back to our basics and begin to address the question, what is Clark Atlanta University all about? It's not any other institution, it's its unique self. And begin to really assert our position as the only independent, comprehensive graduate institution in the entire HBCU community. And as small as we are, asserting our position among the research communities in this community. You know, we're one of what are now 7-8 institutions that are part of the Georgia Research Alliance, all the institutions that qualify as research institutions pushing biomedical research. Those were some of the big challenges. I think another challenge was realizing that the institution was still seeking to get past the big divide of Clark versus AU and the forging of a new culture out of that. And I think we have accomplished that as well. I would say that the third big challenge was continuing to grow our research enterprise, which we have done enormously, particularly with the leadership of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. those are the big challenges.
Right, right. Let's talk about the students, because no school is bigger than the core students, and we all know that. But talk about the CAU student and what that student impressed upon you in your 7 years, because, you know, me being here and being here for all these years, there's something unique about the Clark Atlanta University student.
Well, there always has been, and that really came at me from the very beginning. Even when I came in as executive vice president, I asked for a meeting with a broad base of student leadership, including the orientation guides at the beginning. I was completely impressed by their sincerity, their desire to do good and great things, their desire to be helpful to each other, and that's an enduring characteristic, their desire to be inclusive of each other and inclusive of others. Those have been some of the strong and consistent aspects of our student body. I will also say, and I've said this countless hundreds of times, there is no institution in America that gathers as a natural product as much talent and capability as this place gathers in terms of music, art, film, et cetera. The creativity and the talent just flows in an enormous way. And again, that also is where a number of these characteristics are exhibited, where they become mutually supportive, they become fully integrative, they seek each other's success. Those have been some of the big things.
Right, right. We here at WCOK, I think we've been so gracious because you are a hip cat. You know the music.
I do.
You appreciate the music.
I love the music.
Which is very important. Talk about WCOK and what WCOK, what are you going to take away, you know, when you walk away from here and what we've impressed on you as a radio station?
Well, let's begin with the fact that long before I was associated with this institution, I had a habit. When I was president of Savannah State and I had to drive to Atlanta, the only big issue on the trip was how far out do I pick up WCLK? That was the only issue. And then the sad moment when I'm going back, when does it get too staticky and phased and I can't carry it anymore? The same thing before that when I was at Hampton and I land at the airport and rent a car. First order of business, let's get this radio right on WCLK so we can do the things we need to do. So I've loved this radio station for 20 plus years before I was ever associated with it. Mm. What I think is the really great story about WCLK is the capacity of this team to grow and adapt and to continue to manage at a level of dignity and care and quality, no matter what it is that comes to you. And you remember the big challenge that my provost and I laid on you. We said, there's got to be a whole different financial approach to this. And we knew it was going to be traumatic and difficult, but we knew it had to happen. And not only did WCLK, after they picked themselves up off the floor, rise to the challenge, but in many ways have exceeded the challenge, all the way down to Wendy Williams getting it in her head that we've got to reposition this antenna. We got to get the signal out there, and we just got to figure out how to do that. And doing it in a way, she had my support, but then we got the support of our board chair, Juanita Barranco, to really make it happen, and she brought in a whole range of things to help us. And so the radio station is not only still here, not only strong, just celebrated a huge birthday a year ago, and has pushed itself out into so many new venues. So it's a resilient station. It is a team of folks that bring it every day. You, Morris, so many of the others just continue to put it on the table in beautiful and unique ways. And the way the music is mixed here in each of our shows is unique and cannot be found anywhere else I've ever been. Mm. So it is a unique approach to the music, and the ways in which you incorporate other genres and acknowledge other genres and talk about the history of this music and how it grows. You know, you know how to go back to Miles and the introduction of fusion and what some of the purists said then. And then a few years later, everybody's trying to get some of this fusion, you know, mm-hmm. trying to make it work. So it is that set of characteristics, but also your capacity to introduce the new stuff and the new artist and to allow them to get a foot on that ladder in front of this audience, a very sophisticated audience, because we know when it's not going to work.
Right.
But you know also, so almost never do you put that new music out there that is not where it ought to be.
Exactly.
And it moves forward. So those are the strengths of this station, and it will continue in that vein.
Well, you know, you're just like me, Dr. Brown. I'm a big fan of John Coltrane, and,
yeah.
and I had to play some Coltrane under you to get some cool points.
Got
to play them. But I also want to talk about some of our events, just to get specific. We've done a lot of concerts here in the city of Atlanta as fundraisers, and you've always been in front and center, always supporting us. Can you remember one show that we put on that really sticks out, that is just one of your favorites?
Oh, God, they all do. Let me think back now. Chaka Khan is always a favorite of mine.
Right here.
Mesa and Bluey and that whole crew. I mean, that's, you know, I knew the music. My wife knew the music, but she couldn't quite connect it till she heard it. And when she heard it, she said, yes, of course I know who these folks are, you know. So those were very, very powerful. And it's just difficult to sort them all out. We had some great, great moments. These concerts are so strong, and the crowds are so good for them. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to Natalie Cole.
Oh, I know you are.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that.
You've been a fan of hers for a long time, I assume.
Well, we were in college together.
Really?
At UMass Amherst.
Look at that.
That's where I first met her. I don't know if she remembers me or not, but I was a fan of hers from the beginning.
Mm.
First of all, she was tall and attractive. That's number one.
Can't forget that.
Can't forget that. But then I knew she sang. I'd heard her do a couple of things. And then I was taking a study break one night. I had an apartment in downtown Amherst, overlooking the Amherst Common. And I remembered that somebody told me that she might be singing in the Amherst Pub, which would be a jazz set. So I used to go over there frequently and just listen to her sing. That voice that comes like a bell, man, it was just awesome. And then we lost touch with each other. I didn't see her very much anymore. And then I'm teaching in Springfield, Mass, and I'm driving home from work one day, and I hear this great song. The voice sounds familiar, but I can't place it. And the DJ says, brand new, first time, gonna be a big hit by the daughter of Nat King Cole.
Hmm.
I was so happy, man, I had to pull off the side of the road just to get myself back together. I was so happy she was making it.
Right, right.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, we all are. I want to come back to the school, to the university, sir, and I want to talk about the alumni, because alumni is very important to any college and its future and also what it's doing on the ground. Talk about engaging with Clark Atlanta University's alumni and some things that you see that may need to change or even enhanced with the alumni.
Well, the first and most important thing to realize is you have huge numbers of alumni who absolutely love this place, who attribute all the good things in their life to this place, and who want nothing but its continued success. With deep love also come issues, and we have been very much engaged with our alumni in addressing the issues that they want to address as they move forward. But there are also particular alumni that we connect to so well and easily. We have so many out in the music world that are just very, very powerful. Ryan Kilgore is dropping something right now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That I can't wait to get.
I'm playing it, actually. It's really good.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Phil Davis. And of course, we got folks who are doing work on Broadway and Jackie Reed and just all kinds of wonderful folks out here doing things. Tanisha Bell is a graduate of this program here. So it has been great interacting with them. I look forward to those interactions. It is a great moment every year when we go and meet with our alums in New York during the UNCF big celebration up there. We have a wonderful time with them. They've got great ideas. They throw the money on the table. They do great events. And then down to D.C., Florida, California, So it is a great group of alumni who want nothing but the best for their institution. And for those of us who work here, our job is to constantly put the institution in position to win and to constantly seek their support as we do that and make it easier and easier for them to support us, as you do here at the radio station.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And of course, you have someone who's coming right behind you. And it's always interesting to hear those words of wisdom from the individual that was sitting in that seat for so many years. What words would you impart on him, our new president that's coming, who will be in, I guess, in position this summer, actually?
Yes.
Talk about what words of wisdom would you impart to him?
Well, I think the primary and probably most important thing I'd want to impart to him is to go on the assumption that this student body and this group of alumni want nothing but the success of their institution. They will be open. They will be supportive. They will be helpful. And at the same time, they'll want to know where you are and how you view things and whether or not you can not only lead and preside, but can you fall in love with this place? Because ultimately, that's the final position point that they will take is, do you love the place and us? Those are the primary things.
Right, right.
I think the rest, we've built some good leadership on the campus and finances and growing leadership and financial aid and some other areas. So I think the rest can be engineered.
Right.
But the heart and soul of this place has to be nurtured and fed and protected and supported. And that resides in your student body and in your alumni.
Exactly, exactly. And we know that the word retirement is not the end. It's in many cases, it's the beginning of a lot of new things. But I want to talk to you because I just read an interesting fact about you and the fact that you were the co-founder of The Drum.
Yes.
Which was the very first black literary magazine in the New England State University system. Talk about your future endeavors, because when I saw that, I said, well, Dr. Brown has to have writing in his near future, at least putting something on paper.
Well, I actually started out to be a writer. I was a short story writer and a poet, but who had to finance that by teaching. And so it was a very short period of time before the stories of children's and young people's lives became more meaningful to me than the ones I had in my head, and that's the path I've been on ever since. So in my future, I will spend time writing. I've got millions of things built up over time because the way I preside is very total, and so there's really no room to completely do anything else, including writing. I'm going to be pushing a couple of issues that I think are very, very important to all of our institutions. Sustainability and black colleges addressing that issue not only for themselves but for their communities, and the innovation space. African-American institutions have to find their way into the new innovation ideas and spaces, the new entrepreneurialism. And while we've started down that road here, we're opening our own innovation lab in just a couple of weeks. While we started down that road, this issue has to be pushed nationally. And so from my position in several organizations, I'm a member of the National Advisory Board for Stanford University's Epicenter, which is the innovation lab in the world. I'm also a founding member of Momentus, which is a new structure for addressing sustainability nationally. And so I'm going to be using those platforms to address these issues and hopefully begin to help us get some traction on how we move forward in those veins.
Right, right. Final question, sir. Now is the time when you can actually enjoy a few more leisurely activities. We don't know how much, but I'm sure you can enjoy a little bit more. But talk about some of the things you're going to do just to kick back and relax, because I'm assuming that tennis may not be in that future, but there's some other things on the horizon.
Well, no, as I was telling you, tennis is probably out permanently given these knee injuries. And my approach to the game is such that I really can't risk tennis because I'm kind of all out, and that'll be me laying on the ground and waiting for an ambulance. So I'll probably play a little golf. I'll get back into golf again. I'm going to spend some substantial time with my wife, who in the work that I've been doing has not been able to occupy my time in the ways that I would like to and that she would like to. I have a granddaughter I plan on seeing, which has been problematic in this work. I will read. I'll exercise. I'll do a little beach time, which I love to do. I'm a waterfront kind of person. And so I'm going to do those kinds of things. I'm going to spend some time with some good friends and some colleagues. And, of course, I'll come at the beck and call of my colleagues when needed as well.
Right, right. Well, final words to our WCOK audience. What words do you have as you leave as president of Clark Atlanta University?
Well, my final words are I am looking for WCLK to continue down the path that it is on. You know, I keep hearing the jazz of the city, but, you know, with us streaming live, you know, I always come back with the jazz of planet Earth.
Right, right.
And I think that the unique approach that we take to the music here that really does animate people all over the world, that we have to continue to push that part of the envelope, because it is only in this place, in this environment, that we can redefine the music in the ways that we do as a social phenomenon, and not just a musical phenomenon, but certainly that too, and continue to mix the genres in ways that so many of you do, that really, really drives the music forward, and that artists, and you know this, artists truly appreciate this station above all others, because of the understanding that they know that they get when their music arrives in this place.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we thank you so much for what you've done, not only here at Clark Atlanta University and for what we do here at WCOK, but for what you do for education in general, sir, because you have done so much in all of your time. But more importantly, you are debunking a lot of stereotypes and letting people know that African-American men do care about their communities and do care about the state of education for the young people. And with that, sir, we cannot thank you enough. And like I always say, God bless you on all your future endeavors. And if you have to get out and play some tennis, do it slow. That's the only thing I would say. I would say do golf more than tennis, though. But
I think that's the safer bet.
But I think we're going to get out of here. And I talked about you being a fan of John Coltrane. I said, yes. You know what? I think this will be a perfect song to end this interview. How about we get out of here with Giant Steps?
Oh, please do.
I think that'll be way to get out of here. God bless you, Dr. Carlton Brown.
And bless you, sir, and keep shining.
Thank you, sir.